Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilui Nishmas, Sarah Malka Bas Rav Yitzchak, learning in the Shul Suite, graciously sponsored by our dear friends, the Wengers, Lilui Nishmas, Yechiel Alter Ben Avram, and we are in Masechta Ksubis. We're in the final Mishnah Masechta Ksubis, and we'll also start the first Mishnah Masechta Nedarim. And once we have established that a husband can't make his wife move from one place to another within the different regions of Eretz Yisrael, the question is different when we're talking about Aliyah. So if a father or mother wants to move to Eretz Yisrael, father or mother can insist that the entire household, the spouse, the unmarried children, the slaves, everyone go along. And that's true even if it means removing from a good place to a bad one, or a Jewish majority to a majority of non-Jews. But in Akom Otzian, we can't go ahead and force everyone to leave Eretz Yisrael. Akom Malan LeYerushalayim, since Kedushas Yerushalayim, the hot sanctity of Yerushalayim, is greater than the rest of Eretz Yisrael, everyone can be compelled to move to Yerushalayim, even if they already live in Eretz Yisrael. And that applies even if it means moving from a good area outside of Eretz Yisrael to a not-so-good one inside Yerushalayim. But you can't force everyone to leave Yerushalayim to somewhere else in Eretz Yisrael. Echad Anashim, Echad Anashim. It's true for men or women. Either the father or the mother of a family can force everyone to move to Eretz Yisrael or to move up to Yerushalayim. Now, if a woman refuses to move with her husband to Eretz Yisrael, he can divorce her without paying the ksuba. And if a man refuses to move with his wife to Eretz Yisrael, she can force him to divorce her and pay the ksuba. Now, and Nasa Isha Eretz Yisrael, Begisha Eretz Yisrael, if he married a woman in Eretz Yisrael and divorced her in Eretz Yisrael, Nosin Lami Maos Eretz Yisrael, he pays the ksuba with Eretz Yisrael money. Nasa Isha Eretz Yisrael, Begisha Bekaputkia, if he marries a woman in Eretz Yisrael and divorced her in Kaputkia, where the money is a little bit better, so Nosin Lami Maos Eretz Yisrael, he pays her with the less valuable coins of Eretz Yisrael, because the ksuba effect took place when he married her in Eretz Yisrael, and so therefore the responsibility to pay is on the Eretz Yisrael dime. Nasa Isha beKaputkia, if he married a woman in Kaputkia, beGirsha beEretz Yisrael, and he divorced her in Eretz Yisrael, so Nosin Lami Maos Eretz Yisrael, he still has to pay her with the less valuable coins of Eretz Yisrael, even though the marriage took place in Kaputkia. Why? Since the ksuba obligation is only midrabbanan, the rabbis were lenient, they allowed him to pay with the less valuable currency of the two countries. Now, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Nosin Lami Mos Kaputkia. If the marriage takes place in Kaputkia, he pays it with the more valuable coins of Kaputkia, because according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the ksuba obligation is midoraisa, and so therefore you pay where the contract was, which in this case is Kaputkia. In that regard, we don't paskin that way, lahalacha. We actually paskin like the Tanakama. But Nasa Isha beKaputkia, beGirsha beKaputkia, Nosin Lami Mos Kaputkia. If he married a woman in Kaputkia and he divorced her in Kaputkia, obviously he pays her from the money of Kaputkia. With that, we close out Masechta Ksubis and immediately start the next Masechta, which is Masechta Nedarim, because in the middle of Ksubis, we had that Beherek called Hamadir, and so we pick up right over there. Kol Kenuye Nedarim, Ken Nedarim, Charam, Charam, Shavuos, Keshavuos, Nazirus, Ken Nazirus. We have three different levels of a Neder. The ideal Neder, Ikar HaNeder, involves a Hatfasa B'davar HaNador. When you make the Neder, this should be forbidden to me, like something else that is a Neder. And something that is a davar ha-nadur, as opposed to something that's a davar ha-asur, something that's forbidden from the Torah. You can't make it something asur to you like something that's asur in the Torah, because something that's asur in the Torah, God forbid. On the other hand, we also have a second level called a kinoi. A kinoi is a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, but whether it's a neder in a foreign language or whether it is a special language that the Chachamim established to use for nedarim. Well, these kinoyim, they are all good for nedarim, for charamim, for shvuos, for nazirus. That is, it has the same effect. Now, what if a person said a partial neder, where he didn't say the complete formula, but he declared his intent, which is, ha'omer l'chaver, mudrani mimcha, meforshani mimcha, mechorkani mimcha, she'eni yochalach, she'eni toma inlach. He says, I'm separated from you, I have a neder against you, I'm distanced from you, I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to taste what you have. In such a situation, the other person's food is prohibited to him, usher, because the incomplete statements are enough complete for us to be able to say that we know he wants to take a neder. Rabbi Akiva, munuda anilach, what if a person says, I am separated from you, I am in cherem from you, which I also say that which I eat. So Rabbi Akiva, he would he would sort of smack his lips together, not to say that it's 100% neder, but the gesture was that he would rule strictly and consider the neder valid. By the way, Kenidre Rishayim, if a person said, I'm making this forbidden, like the Nedarim of the wicked, Nazir B'Karban Yeshua, he has in effect taken a Nedar to be a Nazir, or to bring a Karban, or to take Yeshua. And why is that? Because the Nedarim of the wicked it doesn't have an effect on his Nedar. He added them to make his statement embellished, that people who are Rishayim tend to take Nedarim and swear. But Kenidre Kesherim, if he said, I'm taking a neder like the tzaddikim to be a nazir, etc., lo amar klum, didn't say anything, since tzaddikim don't usually vow or swear. And so therefore, you're saying to be like a tzaddik means you don't mean to make the commitment. But if you said kenidvosam, like the nedava, like the way that tzaddikim do nedavos, that's how I'm going to bring a nazir, or I'm going to bring a karban. So then, nader ben nazir ber karban. Then he effectively took a neder to be a nazir or bring a karban, but he didn't make a shvuah, right? Because when a person a tzaddik accepts upon himself to be a nazir to bring a karban, the commitment is a nedava, not a neder. So you say, if it's like a nedava, you took your responsibility to be a nazir, then that works. However, a shvuah in that regard, a tzaddik never goes ahead and makes a shvuah, and that's an important lesson for us to pay attention and to be aware of what comes out of our mouths. Everyone have an amazing, fantastic day.